Today's shiur is Masechta Sukkah, Daf Yud Beis, and we will begin on Daf Yud Aleph from the Beis, 9 lines from the bottom. Zeh Klal Dovah Shemekabel Tumah. We had learned in the Mishnah in our previous shiur in Daf Yud Aleph that the Aloch is that what are the requirements for Kosher Schach? Kol Dovah Shemekabel Tumah, anything that's Mekabel Tumah, Ven Gedula Me'aretz, and doesn't grow from the ground, the loch is a mesach. But in other words, for something to be kosher schach, it has to be something that grows from the ground and is not mekabel tumah. Ask the Gemara Manani Mili, from where do we know this halacha? Amr Reish Lakish responds, Reish Lakish Damakra. The pasuk says, regarding Briyas Ha'olam, the pasuk says, V'eid, eid means a cloud, Yalam and Aretz came off from the ground, V'hishkas kol pnei adamah. So we see from here the clouds originally start from the ground, says the Gemara. Ma eid, just like when we speak about a cloud, it's a davar she'eino mekabel tumah. Clouds are not mekabel tumah because the only things that are mekabel tumah are people, food, kalim. A cloud doesn't fit any of those description. Af sukkah has to be made from something which is Ainim Makabal Tumah, something that's not Makabal Tumah, Vigadulam and Aretz, and grows out of the ground. Says the Gemara, Ha Nichlam and Amar, as we're going to learn, there's a very fundamental machloikis, what does the Sukkah commemorate? So according to the Mandamar, that Sukkah commemorates the Ananiya Kovid, the Klal Yisrael, Saturn, the Midbar, and in commemoration of that fantastic mace that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did on our behalf, that he made these Ananiya Kovid, so we could understand why we should have to have the Sukkah similar to those Ananiya Kovid. The Schach, as we repeated many times, the main part of the Sukkah is the Schach, and the Schach has to be similar to what it comes to commemorate the Ananiya Kovid. Elamandam is Sukkahs Mamish Asulhem, that the Yontav of Sukkahs is to remember us, to remember that for 40 years, Klai Yisrael in the Midbar, in the desert, and they sat in the Sukkahs. So why does it have to do, Elamand Amas Sukkahs Aslahem, that the commemorations for the Sukkahs, as for the actual huts, as we're going to learn in a moment, Michael Maimer, what is the connection between these conditions that we just said, what the Sukkah has to be made, the Schach has to be made out of, and those Sukkahs, the Tanya, as the Brisa teaches us, the Pasuk says, Ki besukkos hashavtis b'nei Yisrael, anani kovid hayo, divrei Rebbe Elazar. The sukkos that we're speaking about were the anani kovid. Rebbe Akiva im besukkos mam shasulhem, they were actual huts. So says the Gemara, Hanichle Rebbe Elazar, according to Rebbe Elazar, since he holds that the sukkah was connected the anani kovid, that's why, just like the Gemara, as we started the shiur today, describes how clouds are created, so we could understand. El Rabbi Kiva, Mayak Lameima, that the Yontav Sukkahs that we have is to commemorate the actual Sukkahs that we had in the Midbar. What is the connection? Mayak Lameima, says the Gemara. Kiyasa Rabbi Dimi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kra. So that's where we are. So before we go further, here our Gemara teaches us what Yontav Sukkahs is all about. So Bach says, since the Torah, when it speaks about Yontav Sukkahs, says, Laman Yedu Dereseichem Ki V'Sukkahs Hasafti Bnei Yisrael, and we find here a very interesting phenomena that we don't find anywhere else. The Torah says, Laman Yedu Dereseichem, that you have to recognize when you fulfill this mitzvah, why you're fulfilling this mitzvah. So says the Bikur Yaakov, that not only do we have to think about the purpose of the mitzvah sukkahs, but we have to recognize, he says, that the mitzvah, to be fulfilled the mitzvah sukkah, you have to think about what the sukkah commemorates. And if you've not thought about it, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah. So if that's the case, that in our Gemara, when we speak, we just learned the machloikis, Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Akiva. So according to Rebbe Elazar, we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu as we sit in the Sukkah for the Ananiya Kovid. And according to Rebbe Akiva, we have to remember the huts. And the Rashbam explains that, so why is it so important to remember those sukkos mamish that we sat in the midbar for? He says, because as we know, sukkos is the chag ha'osif. Sukkos is the time they lived in an agricultural society where everybody brought into their home the harvest from the season, and it was a time of people being very happy, hopefully, from having a very successful season. And people, when they are facing that type of a situation, could easily make a mistake and think, everything that I have here, everything that we see here, comes from my success. So that's why the Torah says, sit in the sukkah, remember your humble beginnings, remember the booths that we sat when we left the Mitzrayim. And that's what the nizin to make the Yontif Sukkos. So the question is, according to Rekiva, that the sukkah is lezeicher, the sukkah is mamish, the actual huts that they sat in, so why don't we make a commemoration for the mon and the bear as well? So the Marat explains that mon and bear, food, water, were absolutely necessary. You can't survive without the food and drink. You can't survive without the huts. So since it wasn't so necessary, and yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his tremendous rachmanis, prepared for us those huts, so we thank him for making for us and preparing for us even something that we don't absolutely need to have. The Chidah says a different pshat. The Chidah says that we find in the Chumash that Klal Yisrael asked for food and water. They never asked for the sukkahs. Something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to us on his own, that's why we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much more that he on his own Kav Yochel decided to give it to us. The Mizrahi asks, according to the Mandama, according to Belezer, that the sukkah is Lezecha Anane HaKavid. So we know, he says, that the Anane HaKavid were not just on top of them, like the schach is on top of us when we sit in the sukkah, but the Anane HaKavid were on their sides and on their bottom. So why don't we make a commemoration for those Anane HaKavid as well? So he says, so the Bach explains that the onan that they had under their feet wasn't there for protection. The onan that they had under their feet was only to help them figure out the direction they should go for. That is not as essential as having a protection when you're out in the wilderness. And that's why they made a zeicher for the Anane HaKavod on top and not for the Anane HaKavod on bottom. He said, the Prima Gaudim says that the reason they make a commemoration for the Anane HaKavod that were on top, he says in the world that they lived in, many people worshiped the sun, the moon, the stars. So to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provided us with Anane HaKavod, and we should worship and serve Hashem, no one else, the main thing is what's on top of us, not what's on the bottom and on the side. Another pshat that the Sefer Ksava Kabbalah says, we go back to the beginning of the Masechta. Since at the beginning of the Masechta we learned that there are rules regarding the sukkah, and that the sukkah could only be a certain height, not low, higher, etc. So we are speaking about the sides, and that's how we commemorate the Ananim that were on the side. Another pshat is that the Anani HaKavod that were on top of us, everybody had their own schach, their own sukkah that was protected that way. The Anani HaKavod that were on the sides or on the bottom weren't specific to anybody's own particular sukkah. And therefore, we're making commemoration for the sukkahs that each family had for them of their own. And according to the Man D'Omer, says the Taz, according to Rekiva, that says sukkahs mamish aslohem, it turns out that the yontif of sukkahs is really, in a sense, the same as Yom Tov Pesach. It's here for us to commemorate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim and what happened from when we went out of Mitzrayim. So ask the Chasam Sofer, if that's the case, that this is a commemoration for whatever pshat we learn, ask the Chasam Sofer, if that's the case, why is the halacha that women are exempt from the Yom Tov Sukkos? We know there's a rule that set Rachas, Af Hein Hoyu Beis HaNeis. They were also part of the Neis. And the Neis, whatever Neis were going to give, it would applied to men and women equally. So if they applied to men and women equally, women should also be subject to sitting in the sukkah. So he answers, and really the answer he gives is an answer that the gross is an answer that's very much based on a grah that is very familiar. The Torah asks, why did the Torah tell us to sit in the sukkah in the fourth season? Particularly if, as we just explained, that the Taz says, certainly according to Rabbi Kiva, Yom Tov Sukkos is another way of commemorating Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we left Mitzrayim in the spring. So just like Pesach takes place in the spring, so too Yom Tov Sukkos should take place in the spring when we left Mitzrayim. So the Torah answers that question by saying that in the spring and the summer, it's common for people to leave their homes and go sit outdoors. So if the Torah would tell us to sit in the sukkah during the spring-summer season, it would not be obvious that we're doing it l'shem mitzvah. But if we go to when the winter is beginning, where everybody's going into their homes, and we go out of our homes, that is a true commemoration for the Yom Tov Sukkos. The Gross says a different shot. He says when Klal Yisrael worshipped the eagle, the Ananei covered left. And then Moshe Rabbeinu went up on our Sinai and Rosh Chodesh Elul to beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu to forgive Klal Yisrael. He remained there 40 days until Yom Kippur, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moichel Klal Yisrael. The next morning, on the 11th of Tishrei, Moshe Rabbeinu gathered together all of Klal Yisrael and told them about the mitzvah to construct the Mishkan. For the next 2 days, everybody accumulated everything that they needed for the building on the Mishkan. On the 14th day of Tishrei, Moshe Rabbeinu said, we have everything we need to build the Mishkan. And we're going to start building it on the 15th day of the Mishkan, Tishrei. At that point, with Klal Yisrael, first HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Moichel them for the Aver of the Egel Azov. And then they brought immediately, properly, everything that was needed for building the Mishkan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the back that Nanei covered 15 days in Tishrei. And therefore, to commemorate that, we make Yom Tov Sukkos on 15 days in Tishrei. Says the Chasam Sofer, everything that we just said is only applicable to men. Men were the ones that worshipped the eagle. Men were the ones that needed the kapara, etc. Women, however, says the Chasam Sofer, did not worship the eagle. And since women did not worship the eagle, that this whole, all of these anniversaries that we just mentioned were not necessary. And that's why women are put from sitting in the sukkah. Another pshat that the Prima Gadim suggests, why women are exempt from sitting in the sukkah, he suggests that, as we said earlier, one of the reasons that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to sit in the sukkah is that we shouldn't start believing that everything we have is because of us. So we sit in the sukkah to show it's not because of us. But men received, says the Prima Gadim, a Shir Netz Yisrael. Since the men received the Shir Netz Yisrael, we need them to not get caught up with the Koichi V'Oitzim Yodi. Women did not get a Shir Netz Yisrael. So since women did not get a Shir Netz Yisrael, by women there is no concern of Koichi V'Oitzim Yodi Las L'Chayel Zeh. The Chidah also says that why is the halacha that one during Sukkos has to eat and sleep and drink and do everything in the sukkah. He says, if somebody is traveling on a long trip on a boat, he's going on a cruise. So all of everything he does on that boat. He eats, he sleeps, he drinks, he learns, he davens, everything is on that boat. A person who goes into the sukkah should feel, says the Chidah, as if he's going into the boat. And therefore, as he's going into the boat, the sukkah is what protects us and reminds us that everything we do, we're surrounded, and everything is because of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does on our behalf. Says the Gemara, so we're back to trying to understand why are the rules for the schach, what is kosher, what is not kosher, as we stated. Says the Gemara, Kasher of Dimi, Amar of Yochan, Amar Kro. The pasuk says, Chag HaSukkos Taslcha. Chag is a very similar word to Chagiga. So as we learned in previous shurim, Mak HaSukkah L'Chagiga. The Torah compares the Sukkah to the Karban Chagiga. Ma Chagiga, just like the Karban Chagiga comes from Dovash and Makabal Tumba, it comes from an animal, and an animal is something that's not Makabal Tumma. A live animal is not Makabal Tumma, but an animal is considered as Gedulei Min Aretz. Gedulei Min Aretz means that it grows from the ground. So, of course, animals don't grow from the ground, but the animal is nourished from the ground, and therefore it's considered Gedulei Min Aretz. Says the Gemara, Av Sukkah, so too, if we're comparing the Sukkah to that pot, it has to be Midava Enim Kabbal Tumah, Vegedulim and Aretz, and that's why these are the requirements for the Schach. And of course, the Rishonim point out that this is only talking about the Schach on the Sukkah. Whenever we speak about the Sukkah, the focus is the Schach, and the Schach has to have these conditions, not the walls. Ask the Gemara, but if we're comparing the sukkah to Karban Chagiga, so we should say, Ima Chagiga Mibal Chaim, just like the Karban Chagiga comes from living animals, Av Sukkah, maybe what we should have to use for the schach and the sukkah are Bal Chaim, living animals. So we still don't know how to learn that the sukkah has to come from Dovash Gedulim and Oritz and Eina Makabal Tumma. So says the Gemara, Kiyasu Ravin Om Rav Yochanan, Om Akra, the Pasuk, when it speaks about Yontav Sukkos, says, Chag HaSukkos Taslcha Shivas Yomim, Ba'os Becha, Migarncha Om Yikvecha, the time when you gather from your threshing floor and from the wine vats. So the Gemara, Soilus, Goyer V'yakvech HaSmedaber. The Torah says that these pots, the waste of the Goyer and Yakov, is what's used to make the sukkah. So the Michas Yehuda asks, why don't we say the pshat in the pasuk is simple, that the time of Yontav Sukkos in the season is at the time of Asifas Karin V'Yakov, as we said earlier. So he answers the name of Rav Yitzchak V'Lozhiner, that the pasuk said that if the pasuk only wanted to teach us at what time of the year we celebrate Yontav Sukkos, the Torah should have said, Ba'os b'cha li-garncha. Why did the Torah say, Ba'os b'cha mi-garncha? To teach us that not only is Sukkos celebrated at the time of the year where we do all the scattering, but the Sukkah is mi-garncha. We bring these different, the Sukkah is brought from the Psalms, Goren V'Yakov. Ema asked the Gemara, Goren Atzma, V'Yakov Atzma. So if that's how we're going to say what the pasuk means, then we should take the threshing floor itself and the wine vat itself. Answers the Gemara, Amar of Zera, Yaakov Ksev Kan. If you want to ask that, you could ask even stronger. Yaakov means wine. V'yev shel sachabai, but obviously one cannot use wine for schach. Maskler of Yirmiya, so Rav Yirmiya asks, and why not? Veima, maybe what we would have, well, we should use for schach is yayin korish, congealed wine, habam shneir, shneir is the name of a place, shudaima, that wine was similar to agulei devela, which is like pressed keg of figs. They're hard, so they could be used for schach. Says the Gemara, Amar of Zera, hamil sahav biyadon. I actually knew the answer to this question, and I've asked Rabbi Yirmiya, and how we can learn from this pasuk what is and what is not good for schach. V'asar Rabbi Yirmiya, v'shad b'naga. And now Rav Yirmiyahu came and shot a bullet into it, shot a arrow into it. I don't know how to learn. Says the Gemara. Rav Ashi says, I'll show you how we can learn from this pasuk. Because the pasuk says, ba'aspecha migarncha v'loy garen atzma. The Torah, by adding the word migar, the letters migarncha, teaches us that it's not the actual garen that's used, migarncha, which we said is the psoilus garen v'yakev. Similarly, when the Torah says miyikvecha, it means from the yakev, v'loy b'yakev atzmai. And that's how we come to the conclusion what is good for a sukkah. Rav Chisda says, Mihacha, this is the source how we know what should be used for the schach. The pasuk says, Tzu ahar, ve'vi alai, go out to the mountains, bring to me alai zayis, olive leaves, vali etz shemen, and leaves of the oil tree, vali hadas, hadas leaves, vali tamar, vali etz ovis. So the question is, hadas and etz ovis are the same. Hainu hadas, hainu etz ovis. So why did the Torah have to, why did the pasuk have to say both? To teach us, says Rav Chisda, hadas shaita l'sukkah, the hadas, which doesn't have the proper characteristics to be a kosher hadas, we can't use it for the hadasim in the dalaminim, but we use it for the sukkah. Veitz avos, the hadas that has the proper characteristics, the proper rules for hadas, are used for the lulav. So of course, when learning this Gemara, this pasuk cannot be the source for the pasuk in Nehemiah, cannot be the source for the halach of sukkah, which is a deraisa. The way to understand is that this pasuk is showing us what the definition of hadas of sukkah is. And as the Aruch HaNer explains, the halacha of sukkah, or what is kosher for a sukkah, as we said earlier, is learned from the pasuk of Aspecha Migarncha Miyikvecha. But as we learned our Gemara, it was not clear how to understand the pasuk of Aspecha Migarncha Miyikvecha to teach us what is good for a schach. After this pasuk helps us understand how to define and understand the pasuk of Aspecha Migarncha Miyikvecha. Degle Tal has an interesting question. He wants to know if branches of a tree or a plant that grow in Otzach and Anokif, a flower pot that doesn't have a hole in the bottom, do things that grow out of such a flower pot meet the requirement of Gdulei Menorots? Since they didn't get direct nourishment from the earth, they got it from the flower pot. So Egle Tal quotes a Gemara in Masechta Pesachim, Daf Lamed Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara says that wheat, which was grown in a flower pot, ain't a nokuf, without a hole on the bottom, you still can use such wheat for the mitzvah of matzah by the Seder Pesach b'chnait. Because, so we see from here that even though it didn't grow directly from the ground, you could still say on such bread, on such wheat, if you make bread or matzah out of such wheat, you could still make hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz. And therefore, it's considered good wheat to use for the matzah. So he says that the same thing would be regarding anything that grows from such a flower pot. Even though it didn't grow directly from the ground, it's still enough to be considered gedulei min ha'aretz. But as we just finished learning, the halacha is that the only thing that's kosher for the only schach that's kosher for schach is something that grows from the ground and not mekabel tumah. So the interesting thing is that many people have the minig that in the last day of Sukkot, Shemini Atzeres, some people do it, some people do it Simchus Torah, some people actually do it Parshas Bereishis. They go into the Sukkah and they say a nusach of Yiratzen Sheniska Leishiv B'Sukkah Shel of Yosin, that we Baruch Hashem sat this year in the Sukkah, and a Mitzvah Shem, by next year, Mashiach will come and we'll be able to sit in the sukkah that's made out of levyosin. Levyosin is the fish that we're all going to have the schus to eat from when Mashiach comes from Her B'Yameinu. The fish is one of the foods that you can never use fish skin for kosher schach. So here we're being mispalat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that next year we should sit and the sukkah shel avyosin, but the sukkah shel avyosin is not a kosher sukkah. So some say that when we speak about the sukkah shel Avyosin, it means about the walls of the sukkah. As we said a moment ago, when we speak about a sukkah, we speak about the schach. The walls could be made out of different materials. And therefore, it's not a problem because the walls, the noy sukkah, can be made in a different type of schach. Another pshat is that what we're saying is that sukkah shel Avyosin doesn't mean that the sukkah will be made out of Levyosin. As we're learning in our shir, a sukkah could certainly not be made out of Levyosin. But rather, what the Gemara means to say is that we'll sit in the sukkah mitzvashem, and what will we eat in that sukkah? We'll eat from the Levyosin fish. Says the Mishnah, Chavile kash v'chavile etzev v'chavile zardim, bundles of straw, bundles of wood, bundles of cane, eim esachkim ben, we may not use these bundles for schach. For kula she'tiron, but if you untie the bundle, then the aloch is ksheris. Then you're allowed to use them. For kula ksheris, and all these various materials that we just said cannot be used for the schach, are ksheris l'defanas, can be used for the walls of the sukkah. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Shema minot to Rabbi Yochanan Tati. I heard from Rabbi Yochanan two different halachas. Chadaha, one was regarding the halacha that we just learned in our Mishnah, that you're not allowed to use bundles for schach. And another halacha, he says, V'idach, chayta begadish lasloi sukkah. If somebody has a pile of straw, and he carves out from that bundle a hole, and now you'll sit inside that hole, would that be a kosher sukkah? The loch is ain't a sukkah, it's not a kosher sukkah. And he says, Chadim Shum Gzeris Oitzer, one of these cases, the reason I was told that it's us is because it looks like an oitzer, looks like a warehouse. A sukkah, as we learned earlier, has to be made properly with l'shem tzeil, that the roof of the sukkah was made for covering to protect from the elements, from the sun. The chadah, and one of the one of the two sukkahs that we just discussed, the Mishnah or the Chati Begadish is possible, is because of Tasa V'loy Min Asui. But he comments, V'loy Yadanu, I'm not quite certain, Haimanai, which of the two cases, which of the two rules that we learned is also because it's an Oitzer, for Haimanayu, and which is also because of the consideration of Tasa V'loy Min Asui. I'm Rabbi Yemiya. So Rabbi Yemiya says, Nachsi Anan, let us try to examine what we just learned and come to a conclusion. Dom Rav Chibar Abba, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Neima Amr Chavila Kash V'Chavila Eitzim V'Chavila Zardim Eim Esach Chimhen. Why is indeed the halacha that all these different types of bundles, the halacha is that you're not allowed to use for a sukkah, says the Gemara, because Pam Shadim Bamin Asada Be'erif, somebody comes home from work in the evening, the chavilas al ksefa, he's carrying a bundle of whatever he's carrying, and he puts it on top of a sukkah, kedeli yapsha, in order that it should dry, and then he says, you know, I put it on top of this hut, let me use this for a sukkah, and then he decides that this is what he's going to use as schach, and the Torah amra, and that's a sukkah's puzzle, because the Torah says, tasa, the Torah says that it has to be made when you put it down, l'shem tzeil, as we said. It had to be put down for the purpose of affording protection. Here, it wasn't put down for that purpose. It was put down because it was just convenient. So if we see that the Isser in this case is Mishum Gzeres Oitzer, ha, the case of Chaitit Begodish is going to be Tasa V'loy Min Asi. And it's important. Why is it so important to identify which is possible because of Tasim Olam and Asui, and which is possible because of Gzeiris Oitzer? Because Gzeiris Oitzer, as we just said, is a Gzeir D'Rabbanan. And that means Midoraisa, it's a Kashra Sukkah. And the Eved, it's a Kashra Sukkah. Now, it's very important to point out what does the Eved mean in this case. The Eved in this case doesn't mean that but the Eved, if you made such a Sukkah, the Prima Gadim says this, that you made such a sukkah, you could use it. You can't use a sukkah that was made this way, even though it's already made. It was already constructed that way. It means as follows. We know that we're obligated to sit in the sukkah on the first night of Yontif. So if somebody sat in such a sukkah on the first night of Yontif, which he shouldn't have, b'di'evid, it's okay. But if he didn't yet sit in the sukkah, he should look for a different sukkah and not sit in such a sukkah. Versus if the psul is because of tasa v'loy min ha'asui, even if he already sat and ate in a sukkah that was made through tas v'loy min ha'asui, the halacha is that he would have to go find and eat again because he wasn't yoytza with that sukkah even b'di'evid, because the Torah says the tas v'loy min ha'asui is a sukkah which is posul b'di'evid also because it's posul m'daraisa. Rabbi Yaakov. So now the Gemara has established that the case of Amish the Chavila Kash Chavila Eitzim, the reason the sukkah is posul is because Gzeiris Oitzer, and the case of Choyte Begodesh where you carve out that bundle of straw, the sukkah is posul because of Tasav Leiman Asui. For Rav Yaakov, this question, Rav Yaakov that wasn't quite sure, says the Gemara, Hach, the Rav Chiya bar Abba, this explanation the Rav Chiya bar Abba just offered, Lo Shmilei, he wasn't aware of it. Rav Ashi, Ata Chavilei Kash V'Chavilei Eitzim, asked the Gemara, is the only consideration, Mishum Gzeris Oitzikah, is the only problem with such a sukkah that it looks like it wasn't made, L'Shem Sukkah, Tasev V'Loy Men Osoy Leka, is there no concern of Tasev V'Loy Men Osoy? There is a problem with Tasev V'Loy Osoy, because when you put these bundles on top of your sukkah, if we're learning that bundles are not kosher for schach, you did not have a kosher sukkah. So why is the Gemara saying, why Rav Chiya bar Abba saying that the only problem with the sukkah of our Mishnah, of Chavili Eitzim, of Chavili Kasher, is because of Gzeres Oitzer? This should also be a problem of Tasev V'loy Men Atzui. And on the other hand, the case of Choyte Begodesh, where you carved out that bundle of straw, asked the Gemara, Mishum Tasev V'loy Men Asui Yukah, is the only problem with that sukkah that it's a sukkah of Tasev V'loy Men Asui, Mishum Gzeres Oitzer Lekah? Of course it's a Gzeres Oitzer. People are going to think that you can take anything and just use it for a sukkah, even though that place wasn't built L'Shem Tzeil, says the Gemara Rav Yochan Amalach. Rav Yochan says, what pushed me in this direction are the wordings of the Mishnayis. Hochan Amish says, Eim Sachachim Behen. So it's talking not about the sukkah, it's talking about taking such bundles and using them for sukkah. So the wording seems to indicate, as we just explained a moment ago, one should not use such bundles to make schach. And as we explained, because Chazal had this gzeres oitzer, it would be considered a kosher sukkah. And on the other hand, hasab, let's look at the wording of the Mishnah when it speaks about choyte begodesh. The Mishnah that speaks about choyte begodesh, the Tani uses a much stronger wording. It uses ain a sukkah. What does the words ain a sukkah mean? Ain a sukkah means a filu b'de'evid. Even if b'de'evid, that means, as we explained a moment ago, if somebody built such a sukkah and sat in such a sukkah and ate on the first night of Yontif, he didn't eat in a sukkah, and he would have to eat again. To teach us a field, the Evid, because Midaraisa, since building such a sukkah is considered Tasev V'loy Men Asui, and Tasev V'loy Men Asui is a disqualification in a sukkah Midaraisa, and that's why it's not acceptable. So the Gemara begins discussing different materials, different items, could they or could they not be used for a sukkah? And in those days, it was very common that when they made an arrow, there were two parts to the arrow. There was a stick, and as I saw the Mefarshim explain, it was specifically a wood stick. A wood stick because a wood is lighter. So when you want to have an arrow, you want to have something which is not that heavy, so it's easy to throw. And then you had on top of it the pointy part, which was made out of metal, but on bottom of it, you had a piece of wood sticking out, and now you had that pole, and you have the arrow part with the piece of wood sticking out, and you have that put into the hole, into the pole with the hole in it. Now, the halacha is the kli eitz,
kalim, vessels, utensils that are made out of wood, are makabel tumma, but they're only makabel tumma if they have a kli kibul, base kibul, if they have a receptacle. The reason is because when the Torah speaks about wooden kalim being susceptible to tumma, the Torah says it has to be stumi to sack. It has to be like a sack. Mas sack is something, a bag is something that has a receptacle. So too, the only wood keli that can be makabel tumma is something that has a receptacle. So the part that has the piece of wood sticking out is called the zocher, the male part of the arrow. The part that has the receptacle is called the nekeva. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, sikha, if somebody used for the schach, the zocharim, the male part, kshera, because it doesn't have a base kibble, so it's not makabel tumma. But nekeva, but if you use the female part, which as we just explained, has the receptacle part, the halach is that it's possible because it's a kli eitz that has a base kibble, and a kli eitz that has a base kibble is makabel tumma. So the question is, why is the Gemara focused on these halachas? So the Pnei Yeshua says that this Gemara is a perfect continuation to the previous Gemara. Because just like we learned in the previous Gemara, that sometimes different materials should not be used for schach, even though they're inherently kosher, but if they're made into bundles, so it's not obvious that they were put on top of this hot l'shem schach, they were put there just for storage, gzeiros oitzer. Here too, maybe Chazal, Pnei Yeshua says, we would think that Chazal said that if you can't use the Nekeva arrows, then you shouldn't be allowed to use the Zecharim either. Because we see, says the Pnei Yeshua, that Chazal made Gzeiris when it came to what is or isn't kosher to be used for a Schach. The Gemara has to tell us that here they didn't make such a Gzeira. Ask the Gemara, Zecharim Shita, Ma'adatem Zecharim Ata Nekevis, Kamash Malon, that even though in other cases we made a gzeira, here Chazal did not make such a gzeira. But nekevis, but as the Gemara, the nekevis psulus that you can't use the receptacle part for schachas pshita. It's since it has a kli kibul, since it has a receptacle, it's makabel tumma. And we learned that anything that's makabel tumma cannot be used for schach. Answers the Gemara, matatema, based kibul osulamalus. When is something considered that has a base kibul? When the base kibul is open. But here, you put together the arrow by putting the zocher into the nekeva. It's not typically kept open. And therefore, when it has the arrow part in it, it's completely closed up. So it's not considered something with a base kibul. And therefore, maybe it should be kosher, it should be still kosher. Kamash Malon, that we don't say so. The Gemara now discusses the process of making linen. And the process of making raw flax into linen, there's a number of steps. First, you soak the flax stems in water to loosen the fibers. Then they take these stems and they beat them to separate the fibers from the wood of the stem. And then they take the fibers once they're separated from the wood and they comb them to remove any material that might have gotten stuck in the fibers and to separate the long fibers from the short ones. And the long fibers are then spun into linen thread. So says the Gemara, Amrav, Rabbi Babachana, Amrav Yochanan, Sikhe benike benitze pishtin, if somebody covered a sukkah with bundles of combed flax, psula. Behutzne pishtun, if he covered the sukkah with unprocessed flax, kshera. Behushne pishtun, and when it's covered with flax which was partially processed, any day in mahu, I'm not quite certain what the halach is. That means, if it wasn't soaked or beaten, then it's certainly not usable. But if it was only partially processed, what is dalacha? Because says the Gemara, hushni atzma any adeya. I don't know what to term, when is it in the category of hushni? Manushach. Idaik v'loy nofnitz. If it was beaten, but not yet combed, hushni karelei, then you're going to say hushni. Avatari v'loy daik. But if it was merely soaked, but not beaten, hutzni karelei, it's going to be called hutzni. Oidematari v'loy daik. Only when it was soaked and not beaten, nami hushni karelei, it's already considered hushni, and it's already considered partially processed. In other words, what the Gemara is saying is, we're not quite sure at what point is it considered partially processed. So of course, as we learn this last piece of Gemara, and we speak about the processing of flax, we think to ourselves, we would never use that for schach. But it's not so simple, because the question is, many people use for schach the schach mats. And the way the schach mats are constructed is that the pieces of schach are, so to speak, sewn together. And the question is, if one were to use these different, what type of thread can be used that would not disqualify the schach? And here, it seems that the Gemara is teaching us that if they're sewn together with this linen, if the linen is, with the flax, is partially processed, it already may be possible for schach. And that's why the Poskim suggest that if you're going to use schach mats and you're going to keep the wood together, you should only use things that are made out of wood, because as we just learned, wood is never thin strips of wood. Wood is never makabel tum if it doesn't have a base kibble, if it doesn't have a receptacle. So that for sure would be kosher for schach. Or if you're going to use rope made out of flax, it should be flax that was totally not processed in any way, which we just finished learning in the Gemara, that if it's not processed in any way, it would be kosher to be used for schach.